broadcast, and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Boy, we got the sound turned up. Maybe we need to turn it down. I'm sitting in Terry's chair.
No comment. I'll leave it alone.
Turn it down just a little bit.
Well, I don't know what color you...
I'm yellow. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. You must be very high. I don't know what color
that
is.
You're fine now.
Oh, that was his evidently. Now try mine. Try blue next, I guess. I don't know there. No.
No.
Keep going. Next. Yeah, that's it right there.
That's okay. Weird. That kind of does mine too.
Yeah. Well, try that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I thought try the first one. There we go. Well, I don't know what's going on. It's kind of weird. Like mine's not out of touch with reality.
What's new?
Yeah, jeez. Shut up.
Stuff happens.
I'm here in the studio. It's Good Morning Sovereign Minds. Today is December 4th, 2022. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And let's see, probably get the advertising stuff out of the way before we introduce our guests. Luke Pearson Construction, we're brought to you by Custom Homes and Excavating. They're licensed and bonded, 530-605-9575. And also, mountaintopmedia.com, that's where the podcasts are emanating from at the Liberty Central Epicenter. And also, I want to put a shout-out to Marty McGill out at the Farmer's Market, Clear Creek Microgreens.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, I saw him the other day. We went the other day to the Farmer's Market. What a great guy.
I'll tell you, some of those microgreens are really, really good.
Absolutely recommend that you go see him at the Farmer's Market. I have a little article, or not an article, he sent me some things today. He made me aware of some of the fees that they've got out going out there. The farmers' markets, how much they're paying, and I got.
Are we talking the one in Redding or the one out in Palo Cedro?
No, one in Redding.
The one in Redding. That's what I thought.
Who is that?
I don't know. Mine's not changing.
I don't know. It's kind of blowing my ears out here. Okay. So anyway, big shout out to.
Mine's dead.
Yours is dead now.
See, you can't go by color. I don't know.
Hello.
Sorry, guys. We're having a little tech problem.
Can you hear now?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Okay. Is that going up?
Hello.
All right. Let's see.
Hello.
You're just right.
Hello.
I must be blue.
Hi, everybody. And he's messing with that.
I think we got it.
Okay, yeah. So you were saying that he's something about his, the fees.
The fees, I want to, while it's on the front burner here, I just want to talk about it a little bit. He sent me a thing from the county. Let me get it pulled up here. And it's basically the Shasta County Department of Agriculture Weights and Measures. And they're doing a fee increase. This is to the Shasta County Certified Producers, Certified Farmers Market Managers. And, you know, what they're doing is the fees right now, Certified Producer Certificate original fee was $20. Okay.
Okay. Is that for the booths? For their spot? Right?
For their spots. So okay. They can show up there. Well, they're raising it to $266 down there. Now, good grief. I mean, you know, talk about, you know, over the top. I mean, what is that? A 1,000% increase or 5,000% increase or something?
And we're in Shasta County. We're not in downtown San Francisco.
People are just barely making it. It's just out of touch with the people that, you know, these guys are just making it down at the farmer's market. You know, they're selling their goods to stay afloat. Well, I wanted to get this pointed out because I wanted to get this in front of the Board of Supervisors, if anybody's listening out there, to examine this because, and I've got the paperwork if anybody wants to email.
And it's Weights and Measures that's doing this?
It's Weights and Measures, and it's the county, Shasta County Department of Agriculture.
You ought to send a copy to Pat Jones and
I will.
The rest of them.
Yeah, no, I'm going to. I just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah,
and get
that's
it out
interesting. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we have a guest in the studio.
Yeah, before we get to the guest, let me just mention a couple things. I want to thank everybody that helped for the feast that we did yesterday. The turnout wasn't quite what we expected. It was a good turnout, but we did have a lot of help. And
talking
I have
about the service
Smith's feast that we had at the VFW hall in Anderson. The food was great. Even I didn't do all the cooking. I had a lot of help, but it was a great time and look forward to doing them in the future just to let people know. Also, don't forget next Saturday on the 10th is Preston Sharp's fundraiser. Flags and Flowers at the VFW Hall. It's located at 3210 West Center Street at Anderson. And if you're interested in a table or tickets, you better get them like today or something. My understanding is it's going fast. And I got the flyer that doesn't have the contact. I think it's flagsandflowers.net. I'll get more information. Somebody will text me with it for sure on this one. But again, that is next Saturday, December 10th. I'm sorry, somebody was messing with a car. And that's for Preston Sharp, Flags and Flowers. And then we have Holiday Wreaths for Heroes coming. That's out at Igo Cemetery. That is Saturday, December 17th. And it's at noon. So that's when we lay the wreaths out there at Igo Cemetery. Now we have a special guest in the house.
Go ahead.
We have the commander of the American Legion Post 197. We have Jess Hobbs.
Hoops
in the studio. And we're talking about what's going on again at the county level of their shenanigans, I guess I could say.
So they got you jumping through hoops to
guess, man.
They're trying to.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, right.
All right. So what's going on at the...
All right. This started in October, okay? The board meeting on the 18th of October, we got wind that they were trying to change our VSO from a department head to a manager, a program manager.
So what is the, what is that? What
that means a cut in pay for one.
Okay.
And number two, it means a cut in accessibility that the office would have directly with any of the supervisors. They'd have to go through the chain of command.
I see. So in other words, you're going to be talking to some unelected bureaucrat.
Exactly. And it also reduces the qualification of the person holding the position, who now has to have a certain amount of management ability or education and experience. We're not sure that that's all that's going to change, but they won't talk to us.
Right.
And you say they. Yeah. Who's they?
The County Chief Executive's offices.
Okay. And do you have a name or a specific name?
Well, Pat, we had a town hall on the 19th of November with Pat the...
Midterm?
Yes.
Minturn, I guess.
Yeah, Minturn. And Troy Payne, the current
VSO officer.
VSO. I don't know what his title is at the moment.
I'm not sure because he's acting.
Right.
I'm not
sure what Troy's actual job description is right now. I know he's a VSR, which is a Veteran Service Representative. Okay?
What are you?
What am I?
Yeah, what are you? What is your title? What is your position? Why are you here?
I am the commander of the American Legion in town. We're 102 years old.
Okay, he's here because...
And I just
kind of wanted to get the background.
Well, the reason he's here is...
I have 260 members in our post. And I represent the will of that post.
Okay, that's kind of where I was going.
And not only that, he's trying to represent the veterans and get them more involved because what they're trying to do is move the VSO office.
Well, that's secondary. They're using that as a smokescreen.
Well, okay? True.
They're using that as a... There's a carrot and stick here happening, okay? We've been told if we don't go along with this, we could end up like Siskiyou County... sharing an office with the sheriff's department, okay?
And this is all Minturn that you're
talking to. Yes. Well, I wouldn't say it's all Minturn, but that's all we know about at the moment. Nobody else is talking, okay?
Interesting.
He's only got a month or so left, and he's trying to cut a fat hog before he leaves.
I see.
Okay?
When you say he's only got a month or so left,
he's temporary.
He's retiring, or it's just a temporary
It's a
manager.
Temporary appointment made some months ago, and he's on his way out.
Okay, I see. Because as soon as we get the new board in, they're gonna find somebody permanent for the position.
But the thing is that on the 19th, they lied to us.
Okay.
Minturn, Pat Minturn, and the rest of them lied to us. They said, "Well, if you move the VSO office over here across the street, then we can make the old office ADA compliant." Well, it was built ADA compliant.
Well, if it was built ADA, why do they want you to move so bad? I don't understand.
I am told, for whatever it's worth, that the current district attorney wants to turn our office into a law library.
So that would be Stephanie Bridget.
Yes.
All right.
That's they're wanting to move part of her office over and take over. And then some of the questions that come along with that is if it's not ADA
American Disabilities Act.
Yeah. If it's not compliant right now, how can they move the district attorney's office in there?
Well, not only that, well, her office currently, because it was remodeled simultaneously, cannot be ADA approved either.
Well, then they'll have to, what they'll do is they'll do a big remodel and they'll
But see, here's the deal. Minturn's crying about money. Where's the money coming from? If you're going to do the remodel for the old library to bring it up to current ADA standards, it has to be done throughout the building. There's $1 million.
Right.
If you do it across the street at the Black Bear Diner's old office, then you're going to have between $500,000 and $700,000 in remodel there. How many deputy sheriffs does it take to make that kind of money work for the sheriff's department? I mean, we don't have enough sheriff's officers now to contribute.
Well, they got a jail going. I don't know what the money is. We've got $600 million in the budget.
Yeah,
I'm sure they could find it somewhere, but at what cost?
So why break? You know, I know there's been a lot of issues in the office that have been personnel issues.
Right.
Within the VSO office.
But see, that's the county's fault. If they had managed the programs like they are supposed to through human resources, we wouldn't have all this stuff.
Well, let me ask you a question here now that we're on the money issue here with the county. How is Stephanie Bridget's office in charge of that at all? She's just whispering into Pat Minturn's ear?
Yes, pretty much. Not whispering. She's got to be yelling.
So, in other words, she's putting pressure on Minturn to do this because she doesn't feel like she has enough resources, a library.
She wants the law library downstairs so she doesn't have to get her feet wet walking across the street.
Well, she just wants it for convenience, then, is what you're saying.
Right. They have a perfectly good law library in the old
courthouse.
I know. I've used it hundreds of times.
So what it is that it's the same old stuff. I mean,
exactly,
the same old thing, overspending, you know, hubris.
And they just built that big courthouse. I mean, they didn't stop and think about that
when
they did that.
Well, wait a minute. Getting back to that brand new courthouse, You know, it was my understanding when they built that courthouse that the DA's office and the probation department and the public defender's office would all have offices in that building because they're right there. They're going to go to court.
Right.
How much sense does it make to do all of this and have, you know, I guess maybe they changed their minds? I don't know.
I don't know.
So, and the other piece to this is they said that they would not introduce this at the board of supervisors until after the first of the year.
Last Monday I went on the radio here, and I talked for a little while with Bob Burrows on his radio program, who was filling in for Carl and Linda.
Yeah.
And I've known Carl a long time. He's a part of Project Healing Waters, the same as I am. But the thing is, then I get this call telling me that the supervisors have agreed to take it off calendar and put it after the first of the year. Well, I got a call from a supervisor on Friday at 4 o'clock telling me that that had been put back on. And he didn't know who did it, but they had to have gotten to Les Baugh to do it. Hmm. And so now we're back at square one, and I want all of the veterans in Shasta County to call their local supervisor and raise hate and discontent. This is nothing but an underhanded ploy. And I mean underhanded. They didn't give us any notice on the 18th of October that they were going to do this. And the supervisors were surprised because they didn't know it was even there. Okay?
Right.
So one of the guys, Dick Wilkinson from Korea War Veterans, and I found out about it. He came for the Korean War Veterans, and I came for the American Legion, and we had a big discussion, hence they had the town hall on the 19th. Nothing's getting much done between now and then. Right. We had the 19th meeting, and they lied to us. They said, oh, it's costing us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in man hours and, you know, to have that VSO office like it is, structured like it is. Well, they waste more time drinking coffee than they do that. You know?
Right. So
the county's employees.
What do you think the solution is here as far as.
Leave the blinking thing alone.
Just leave the building alone. They don't need a new act. Don't spend the money.
Stephanie Bridget, I am told, decided that she needed more parking for her people. We had 12 parking spots that were allocated to that office when it first opened. Three of those were supposed to be van accessible, handicapped. And now it's all permit parking for the DA's office. We don't have any left. That's one of the reasons they're wanting to move us out, because they said the only parking that we currently have is on the street. Hmm. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, it sounds like, sounds like business as usual is what it sounds like from what we've
seen. Yeah. I mean, if I was in business here for 20-something years as a private proprietor, and if I'd run my business like that, I'd have been broke in 3 days.
Right. Well, they're running it off everybody else's money. That's the thing, you see. You know, government doesn't produce anything. It just consumes. So they don't have that same attitude of, cutting costs or, you know, budgeting or saving.
And that's
or
the thing, see, if they've got issues, internal issues in the office, where they're having a management difficulty,
right,
then they need to figure it out without changing their current structure. Seems to me like that HR isn't functioning like HR should be functioning and getting rid of dead wood.
Well, I think this is going to be a topic for the Board of Supervisors after the first of the year, after we get the swear-ins. I mean, well, they're putting this, and that's what they're basically saying. They're going to wait till after the first.
No, they changed it on Friday. They changed it, and it's on the agenda for this coming Tuesday to go ahead and vote on it.
So they probably before thought that they were going to have people in there that were going to, you know, basically be on their team, if you will. But now that we've got a turnover in this election, you know, we got Kellstrom in there, and you got Cry in there, and Jones and Gorman and the lone.
Well, the thing is, see, the agenda for Tuesday is 820 pages.
Right.
Okay.
So are they looking for a vote to pass?
I believe they're looking for a vote on Tuesday.
So this isn't to examine anything.
This is a vote.
This is a vote.
To fund it
up or down.
Yep. Okay. Either the DA moves over and the VSO office goes out or not.
Well, maybe that what needs
well,
to
that
happen.
Isn't all of it either. We don't care about the move. We care about the change in the county
and
code,
the management.
VSO. Right.
Yes. Hmm. The demoting.
Right.
Well,
one thing about it, if you have an appointed position, who's to say how qualified the individual is? How much competing does that individual have to do against the best there is?
Right. So
we want the best.
So this is an elected position at this point. They're going to appoint it? Is that what you're saying?
No. This has to be, this department has to be affirmed by the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, so,
okay?
In other words,
so
the board
now,
has to pass the approval of the Board of Supervisors. They want to change that so that the department head appoints it.
No.
No? Where am I missing it?
The CEO gets to do the appointment, not the Board of Supervisors.
No, that's kind of what I said.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Is that
and you don't know the qualification because it's all done under personnel.
Well, it's always the good old boy thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's the deal.
And so we want the position flown until it's filled and or the qualifications to remain the same.
Well, I think that could be changed anyway, even if they do a vote. At this meeting, I would think that later on that could be brought
They're
up.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah, maybe not.
Once you lose, you lose. It's like any other right America loses today, they'll never get it back without, you know, a big conflict.
So do you think there's a solution here to show everybody show up at this next meeting? Or
yes.
Okay, so that's...
Call your supervisors and rates, hate and discontent, tell them to not to screw with the American Legion, the other veterans organizations' efforts to help get our veterans what they need from the government.
Well, you know, we can always send it to the illegal aliens.
Right.
That seems to be a better...
Don't get me started there.
No, but that's why I had him come in. Frank got a hold of me that for people to plug into this on Tuesday to let the Board of Supervisors know that the community is not in agreement to what they're doing, and what's the big deal of trying to push it through?
Well, like I said, Minturn's going to be gone in a month or less. I know that.
Well, this is Stephanie Bridget putting pressure on Minturn to get this done because she knows after the first of the year things are changing.
I don't think she's the one that's putting pressure on Minturn about the change in county code.
Who do you think it is?
If I had my druthers.
Or why? I mean, there's got to be somebody behind
it. There is, and I don't want to mention a name, but they're the former sheriff of Shasta County.
Really? That's an interesting...
He was at our open, at our town hall meeting, smiling like a Chessie cat all through it. Hmm. I don't know why.
So what we want is people to plug in, let their supervisors know about what's going on.
The veterans need help. We help the nation. How about helping us?
Right.
And if the county decides they're going to go ahead with this, they might as well go out here on Cottonwood Creek and take that blooming sign that says we honor veterans down, because they damn sure don't.
So if people want more information, who do they call? How do they get a hold of
The only thing I can tell you is get a hold of your supervisor and make sure that they understand that they're treading on thin ice.
Okay.
Or you can always get a hold of Jesse at American Legion Hall.
No, because we don't have any phones out there.
Oh.
We use the county Veterans Hall for our post.
Do they have an email that they can reach out to anybody, or just about the veteran, or should they just contact supervisors?
Just contact the supervisors and raise hate and discontent. Get it over with.
So, yeah. So that meeting's this Tuesday, remember, at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, but it may not even get through till 5 o'clock with 820 pages.
Well, they won't review the pages, I don't think. What they'll do is...
There's
they'll...
items. There's so much items there.
I'd have to look at the agenda and see. I'll pull it up here, but...
But, yeah, we're coming to a break. And, again, get a hold of your county supervisor. Let them know how you feel about this. And if you can, show up on Tuesday morning. Again, I'm sure there's a lot of other things on the agenda that we need to be plugged into.
I would encourage every single veteran organization in Redding or outlying Shasta County to show up at this board meeting, because CVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, has voted not to support it. American Legion's not supporting it. American Legion Post 720 in Shasta Lake is not supporting it. The Veterans of Foreign Wars in Anderson is not supporting it. Who's giving them the support if it ain't the veteran groups?
I think we're going to probably
cut us off because we're at a break, and we want to thank you for coming in, Jesse. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it.
No problem. And, again, show up on Tuesday. Voice your opinion to your supervisor, and with that, we will go to a break.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNC Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNC Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Good. Thank you. Hope not.
I thought this was kind of appropriate.
I know, but you can take it a kind of double-edged sword there on that one.
I think we're back.
We are.
Yeah, it's KCNR 1460. I'm still having trouble on my earphones.
Mine aren't working real well. But before we go on, so for Preston Sharp, it's PrestonSharp.net. The address for tickets is P.O. Box 493-792, Redding, California, 96049 if you want to send a donation. And the phone number is 530-744-4539.
So I have a brief commercial, then we'll get to our guest or our caller here on the line.
Yeah, hold on.
Here we go. Are we ready to go in there? Yeah, okay, here we go. This is a brief commercial.
Punish yourself with another boring rerun. Blow the roof off the dump with an unforgettable special for the ages. It's a Hunter Biden Christmas. You'll see Hunter being naughty, playing in the snow, and baking cookies with his meth dealer Enrique. Plus, you'll see a moving performance of Oh Holy Night by Hunter's prostitute choir. And what holiday special would be complete without a hair-sniffing visit from the big guy himself? It's a Hunter Biden Christmas, next Thursday at 8, only on Fox.
There you go.
Ain't that the truth?
Hunter Biden Christmas. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
There's so much going on with that.
Twitter.
And everywhere.
Up, everything. But we'll get to it.
With that, we'll go to our caller. We've got Siskiyou Steve. Good morning, Siskiyou Steve. You
good
there?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to let you all know that, you know, I really appreciate you and your county for what you've done. You've had a very successful election. You had a recall, and you did it all pretty quick in a matter of, you know, what, 5 years, 2 years? The mama bear stepped up, and that really made things happen. And I'm trying to bring your example to this county up here, you know, and I use your example all the time, and it can be done, but we got to step up.
Yeah.
So the thing, I called in early to Terry's show, and I think I was misunderstood there with Terry, and Wynn got me, but, you know, I am going to the supervisors meeting on Tuesday morning, and I'm going to hammer the hell out of them. I've had 5 phone calls into the sheriff. He won't return my call because he knows I'm going to call him on his constitutional duty as a sheriff. But what I'm getting at is that the ranchers up here, and it's not just here, it's all across the country, and through our 23 counties of the state of Jefferson, the water that's being withheld or taxed or fined or permitted and with fees and all this stuff that's going on, that's totally illegal. They can't do it legally. But they're suggesting to these people that they pay these fines and these fees, and the people don't know any better, so they're doing it. Well, we got one rancher up here standing up, and I'm backing him up all I can. I'm trying to get as many other ranchers to this meeting on December 6th. To show up and let's make a stand, just like Mark did with his water 10, 13 years ago over in Shasta or
over in the valley,
over in the valley. But this whole water thing is the spotted owl all over again. That's exactly what it is. It's a spotted owl, and it's not just here. It's across the country. And I brought this to the attention of the Mature Americans, blah, 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 Association. It's a magazine that I subscribe to. It's MAAC. It's Mature Americans. They're very right-wing organization. They've got over 500,000 members, and they have a voice in Washington. And I brought it up to them that on the cover of their magazine, they got nothing but suit and ties. And there's no blue collars in there. And, you know, there's no representation for the blue collar workers, the ranchers that are losing their ranches over and over and over again because they're being squeezed out one way or another. So my point being, again, the 23 counties, the state of Jefferson, if we don't stand together and start moving together, we're not going to be able to be strong enough to make the difference that we've got to have. And yes, I know we do it locally, and you guys are a prime example of that. And, but we've got to stand together. The ranchers up here can't stand against the whole movement by themselves. We all got to move together.
I think you got to change the board of supervisors up there to start with and get pro-constitutional guys. I mean, I think that's the way to begin.
That.
And then if you can coordinate an effort between the counties, somebody's going to have to spearhead that.
Well, you guys, you know, you're a radio show, and I think you do get across, but I don't hear counties, other counties calling in very much. But, you know, I hopefully you do get across. I don't know. And we, you know, I wish, I'm trying to get a radio show up here. I talked to a couple of celebrities that were on a radio show at one time up here, but they were not the right personalities that we need for this county, in my opinion.
Right.
But we're trying to do that.
Well, there's podcasts, too.
Well, I was just going to say, we are on the Internet. And
make a big difference.
We want to get more of the program geared towards that. Maybe, you know, we can have some coordination in that effort at some point.
Well, my other question is it possible for us up here to have, you know, buy-in time to a program on your radio station down there? I know we have to wait for a space or whatever.
Yeah.
But is that possible? I know...
I think all you'd have to do is talk to Carl, and I'm sure that he'll figure it out.
Yeah, I that's one of my thoughts. So, you know, I don't have a project right now, so this political project is my goal through the winter. I get real busy in the summertime, but for now, this is my project, is try to make some movement up here, because we're just stagnant, and we are the founders of the state of Jefferson, and we should be the leaders. But you guys are doing the job, and thank you for doing it, and thanks for everything you're doing, and Terry and Wynn's show, and Aaron Ryan's show. It's just wonderful to hear you guys all every Sunday. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. And, just give Carl a call, and he'll probably be able to help you out with that. And with that, we have another caller on the line. I believe we got Andrew from Bernie on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Hunter playing in snow, that's funny. Are you guys aware of the Supreme Court case number 22-380 was fast-tracked to the Supreme Court? Two brothers in Utah have filed a civil case, pro se, I guess that means they did it themselves, regarding the January 6th gathering,
right.
and they claim their rights have been the disenfranchised voters. Their rights have been taken away because 100 representatives wanted a 10-day period to look at the election. In the suit, they've named 380 representatives who, if found that they broke the rules of the Constitution, would be charged with sedition and treason. Now, what's interesting is Supreme Court asked this thing to be fast-tracked. If you go on the Supreme Court page, it's the top of the fold. It was last week or middle of the week. I read it, and I think this has a chance. Are you aware of it?
No, I'm looking it up right now as you're speaking.
Yeah, it's fantastic. What's encouraging is, like I say, is the Supreme Court, you know, they have to since it was, attorney did not write it up, they had changed some language, and they go, well, it'll take us, you know, not 4 months to do that. And they go, no, it's got to be done in like 2 weeks. And they did. And the Supreme Court, it was added to the docket, and I believe January
6th. What's the name of the case? Do you know?
22-380.
Okay, 22. Do you know, you remember where it was, who versus the United States?
Say again, I can't.
Was it, do you know?
Who was taken on the United States? What was the name?
Brunson Brothers?
Brunson Brothers?
I'm looking. I'm not.
Brunson Brothers. You know, actually, I have it saved. Let me.
Why don't you email that to me, and I can take a look at it.
I have 22380, Braylon J. Brunson, petitioner, Alma A.S. Adams, et al., respondents.
Okay, yeah, because I'll have to search it. It looks like because they're not. It's not up in front of anything. It's not on the front page anymore. So I'll have to do this on another day when I have more time to look at it.
Well, can you say the number one more time?
22-380.
Okay.
And it was Supreme Court filed October 20th. It was received October 24th. And Mark, I tried getting your email. I don't even have a pen handy to jot it down. I have the whole thing screen captured. It'd be many pages. Let me find the pen.
I can find a lot, but I can't find that one in October.
I found it.
Okay.
I got it. I found it. It's Ryland. It's Raylan J. Brunson petitioner versus Alma S. Adams, which is kind of an interesting one. I'm not sure who Alma is.
Anyway, this thing looks, and from what I understand, the Supreme Court asked for it. Hurry.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Things are changing. I mean, this whole thing this thing with Twitter over the weekend and Elon Musk
has got
a ton of people's attention. And we all know that this whole thing's been BS on this January 6th insurrection while they ignore all the riots of real stuff. And it's all been it's coming out more and more. This is the DNC. This is the deep state. This is the powers that be just manipulating everyone and everything, the press, all of it, in order to, keep power. And I think it's starting to backfire.
Yeah, it is. And you know, if you look at Trump's last announcement when he announced that he's running for president of the United States, he didn't say 24. He did not. And there was 19 flags behind him with spear points, I think, which is a military issue. Also, in 1871, Grant signed, I can't remember what act, but it incorporated us. He was president number 18. Now, I think we're going to see Trump come in as 19 with asterisks for all the rest, although, presidents up until now, because they took us off our organic constitution. And that's the scuttlebutt we're hearing, I'm hearing, and I think it has teeth. Anyway,
well, it's getting interesting, that's for sure. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for the information, because it takes all of us gathering the information to make people aware, there's so much.
The news cycle is so fast right now, just trying to keep up with it without...
But it's not true, the news cycle. You can't trust with the six corporations. Even Fox is compromised by
But we're talking about alternative cycles.
I'm talking about just the events that are happening in real time. Several of what Trump was responding to on the Twitters. You got Elon Musk releasing proof that the DNC and the FBI were colluding with Twitter to block Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, that's all coming out. It's all proof. So that's what I'm talking about with the news cycle, is that it's just coming out one thing, one more and more and more that, of what's really happening with in the country as far as our
all governance. The truth is starting to surface more and more about what's really going on with
the elections.
They're
talking about the elections, and now people are demanding. See, if you got proof that they shut down free speech, if you got proof that they broke the First Amendment in collusion with the Democrats in power, that's treasonous in itself. And now we've got proof that the election was rigged. Are we just going to stand by and let that?
Well, yeah, and it's coming out with FTX, the backing with the Democratic Party and everything. All of that involvement.
A lot of money went to their coffers.
Yes, it did.
Regarding the Supreme Court. Okay, so Congress they want to term limit these guys and expand the court. Well, they're not going to have any of it. This is a way for them to set things right. And more importantly, it won't be political, because if they rule that these guys committed treason by not doing the 10-day, their hands are free. It's not a political thing. It's just law. They did not, if we get our law back, our justice system, but if they say that they'll be forbidden from holding office ever again, and I think the retirements are gone, and they will go to prison. 380, that's a huge, huge thing.
Well, that's a big incentive to do the wrong thing.
Well, yeah, but the Supreme Court, because they're at stake at this point. Right. Term limits and expand the court. Well, they can't have that. How long has it been nine justices on the court? Over 150 years, I believe. Right. Maybe longer.
Well, I think that it's coming around. I mean, the population is waking up to the problems and the facts. And, I mean, we're going to talk about some of the voting anomalies. We're going to talk about Maricopa County. There's a bunch of stuff on the in the news cycle. It's really tough to keep up. And then yep. Musk is supposed to do another Twitter drop today. So, it's crazy.
All right. Great show. I'm going to be listening. Oh, I got snow on the ground, a fire in the place. It's good up here in Bernie. Hey.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for calling in, Andrew. We really appreciate it. And I guess we got Terry on the line.
That's a fast-paced morning.
Yeah, good morning. Are you there, Terry?
Yeah. I wanted to – can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay.
You're on.
So anyway, what we've got here is like Siskiyou Steve was saying, the county's got to get together, but it's got to start, and Mark, you're 100% right, and that is that the counties have to start it in their own county. We can't help other counties, and I send our radio program out, like this one. I send it out to everybody who's on the list for all the counties in Jefferson to listen to this, archive it. We mentioned that at the beginning of the program, but frankly, a lot of these counties, in a lot of cases, just don't have two people to rub together. And I think part of it has to do with the fact that you've got some counties like Mariposa, like Stanislaus, Nora and Allen in El Dorado. You've got some counties that are fighting hard, and they're going out there and they're trying to get this thing going. And they understand that it's got to be county by county. But it's just you can talk about uniting, and I respect Steve and how hard he works, but he uses the word I all the time because no one will help the guy. And a lot of people that would help the guy they're jockeying for position. I don't know what they're doing up there. All I know is there's a lot of issues. You've got good people that are fighting a lot of issues, but you have to have a team. You have to have people that want to do it. And I think the thing that happened here, and I know that Mark, you're a big part of this. The thing that really happened here is the fact that these young people got together. They decided to do something. We were asked to help them, but we didn't lead the charge. We helped with it. We helped with it. We became people who they'd come to and maybe ask for advice. Yes, we do have a way of having it go out there in the media. We have several ways. Steve could buy a program on KCNR, but it doesn't really mean that the people in Siskiyou County are going to listen. It has to be, you have to get to the young people. Young people have to come forward. It's got to be something people want. I mean, you know, and I think that if you're in a county where people, you know, really don't care about liberty or you're being overrun by, you know, by all these other things, if you're going to fight it, as you said, Mark, and rightly so, you have got to have a board of supervisors that will literally give the state of California the middle finger and say, we're going to do this and not what you're telling us. And none of us can help any county do that. They have to change their local government within before anything happens.
I think we're helping them, and we can help them to a degree with showing them the model and give them the example on how to do it, and you know, so that they can emulate it. But as far as going out and you know actually going to the county and doing something, it's going to have to be the locals.
Well, I have
here's the other thing too. Okay, one other quick to add on to that. I think you're 100%, Mark. Absolutely, you have got it nailed. The thing that they have to realize, it's kind of like in Siskiyou County. There's factions up there that really don't want Jefferson people up there. There's factions up there that have a bone to pick with some of the people in Jefferson. You know, we have there's all kinds of different things that happen in these counties. And, you know, you can't just say, hey, you know, this is the model we have in Shasta County. We're going to get in a car and we'll come there. And if you guys want to hear this, we'll help you. They have to say, hey, come up here. Here's the time. Here's the date. Can you do a town hall for us? Can you do this for us? Can you do that for us? So we can explain to the people what's going on and how you did it. We can't just impose our will on these counties. That's the whole point. The people have got to want it. If the people don't want it, you've got two choices. Do it yourself. Keep trying, of course. Do it yourself, keep trying, of course, but the other thing is move out of the county. I mean, I don't know what else to say in some of these counties anymore. Nothing's happening at all.
Well,
the
I think
it's not. Is
I'm sorry, Terry, but I was going to say
I think
a lot of it is they need to just start running for these different offices. They're not even necessarily trying, and I'm not trying to, you know, point a bad finger. But you've got to start, whether it's the Board of Supervisors or whatever office, you've got to start plugging yourself into it, because a lot of times you would be running unopposed. Because there's
and what a great point that is. Yeah, that's an absolutely perfect point. You're 100%. You run for an office. We had seven people on school boards that were never ran for office before, and most of them were the top vote getters, because people are tired of this stuff. But you've got to be in the right circle, not in the same old, the same old people, the same old meeting, the same old this, the same old that. Like you said, you've got to step out into these things. And I think a lot of it is that rather than trying to lead the charge yourself, find out what other people want. Because when this whole movement started, it wasn't because of a lot of people that were doing it already. It was because of people saying, hey, this is what's going on. Would you join us? This is what's going on. We're taking the lead. We're not going to let the mama bears. We're amazing.
I think
but
what you've got,
you've
too,
got to find.
You've got, I think, too, Terry, what really helped us out is we got some young people who are smart, that are computer savvy, that know how to get the word out through, social media and different ways. And then that leadership training was key as well from Youth for Leadership. It's one of the Ron Paul programs. But I think that was the key of getting people to understand how to maybe set up a strategy of some sort and go after it in coordinated effort by everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that they basically started it. They understood it. They went through the process. Yeah, there is a template. But it boils down to, you know, the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And that's exactly what I see going on here in a lot of cases. The people have to want that. You look at some place like Stanislaus, like Marie, or look at Karen and Ray Breeze. These people are amazing. And their counties are still fighting for liberty. And they're doing it all. They're doing the local stuff. Heck, little Marie's been doing this for 20 years, and she's fighting and going in there and having meetings and talking about liberty and talking about Jefferson and going to the supervisor meetings and go to city council meetings. And you know, you have people like that in those counties that I take my hat off to, because they're actually going out and they're doing, they get it. Folks, if we want to win back this thing, you win back your county in California, all these programs give you the blueprint on how to do that. We talk about the California Constitution, the things you can do by using that, the power of the supervisors, the power of the school boards, which I'm sure 95% of Shasta County didn't know until these young people ran for school boards.
Correct.
The power is with the people, and we have it, but you have to take advantage
of it. Well,
it might
be what Bongino has been saying. It's got to get ugly. It's like things will start changing when it gets so bad that it's no longer tolerable in some places, and maybe that's what needs to happen.
Unfortunately, it's going to happen if they don't.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
It's just how bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's already happening. Even if you don't do anything, it's happening. You're right, Linda.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't do this on your own. You got to have people to do it with you.
It's true. So, anyway,
right.
We're almost at the top of the hour. If you haven't got anything else, we'll move on.
Move on, and thank you, guys. Good show, and, let's just get this thing done.
Thanks a lot, Terry. We appreciate it.
You too.
Yeah. He brought up a lot of good points, and again, I want to emphasize on, you know, running for these different offices and these different commissions. You'd be surprised what one person might be able to accomplish, because they haven't been challenged.
Right.
At all for years.
Well,
we've just kind of gone along to get along type thing for the most part. And now if people start stepping up, you can make a change and start collecting the people.
Well, I agree. So we got about a minute left here, and then we'll go to the break. Let's go to the break, and then we'll.
I think we're going to the break, whether we want to or not. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I've been searching The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The head of U.S. intelligence says Russia's war against Ukraine is running at a reduced tempo now, and she thinks Ukrainian forces might get the upper hand soon. Avril Haines says Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, is becoming more informed of the challenges the military faces. Xi Jinping recently tightened his grip on China with his historic re-election as president, but author and China expert Gordon Chang believes all is not well.
But even then, it was clear that the party was starting to lose control of society. And we saw that with the extraordinary protests at the Apple iPhone plant. It's run by Foxconn, which is a Taiwanese contractor. And that last month, workers were streaming out of that place, scrambling over fences, running through fields to escape. And that was a sign that there were real problems in society.
Chang says he expects more protests in the coming future. The criminals are out and about this Christmas season.
If you're headed to New York City for the holidays, be advised. The NYPD says pickpockets are out in full force at holiday spots in New York City. Some of the prime locations for pickpockets include the Winter Village at Bryant Park, the Rockefeller Christmas Tree, and the Holiday Windows on Fifth Avenue. Police say to be safe, keep your purse or wallet in front of you or inside your coat. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, police are dealing with a Grinch. A family's home security system recorded footage of someone stopping in front of their house at night and stealing their Christmas decorations, which included an 11-foot-tall inflatable Grinch. Police are asking anyone with information to come forward. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Many people on the Big Island of Hawaii are bracing for major upheavals if lava from the Mauna Loa volcano blocks the quickest route connecting two sides of the island. I have to take the long way around if that happens. The lava could get there this week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Nestle Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Iran has executed four people it claims were Israeli spies.
Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says the four were accused of working for Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. IRNA says the country's powerful Revolutionary Guard announced the arrests of a network of people linked to the Israeli agency whose members, they say, stole and destroyed private and public property, kidnapped individuals, and interrogated them. The report says the alleged spies had weapons and received wages from Mossad in the form of cryptocurrency. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Three Chinese astronauts have landed in a northern desert after 6 months working to complete construction on the Tiangong Station, a symbol of the country's ambitious space program. State TV reported the capsule carrying the commander and two astronauts landed at a site in the Gobi Desert in the evening, local time, early today here. The three astronauts part of the Shenzhou 14 mission. News and analysis at townhall.com. Prince William and his wife capping a three-day visit to Boston yesterday.
Arriving to a sea of cheers, William and Kate headed a star-studded event at the MGM Music Hall in Boston, alongside celebrities such as David Beckham and Rami Malek. Paying homage to the late President John F. Kennedy, the Prince of Wales explained how his Earthshot Prize was inspired by Kennedy's audacious moonshot speech in 1962.
That moonshot speech that inspired me to launch the Earthshot Prize with the aim of doing the same for climate change as President Kennedy did for the space race.
The second annual Earthshot Prize offered over $1 million in prize money to each of the winners. The prize was split into five separate categories. I'm Karen Chamas.
Some celebrity birthdays today. Game show host Wink Martindale is 89 years old. Actress Marissa Tomei has 58 candles on her cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Radio, home of the Free Fire. I'm kind of busy setting up this next story. We're going to go into the Twitter and all this stuff, the elections, all of it. I'm going to start out with a clip here, and this comes in from Rumble. And this is a clip that Lori sent in, and I think we need to play it a lot. She sent that commercial in as well. But
And we appreciate you sending all the stuff in, too. We do look at it. We don't always get to it, Lori, but we do appreciate you.
So this one is important because this is down in Maricopa County, I believe, and this is people talking before the Board of Supervisors about the elections and the anomalies and everything else. And it's becoming quite clear that the elections are being cheated and people are cheating in to get into these positions. So and they're cheating in a multitude of different ways. But let's play this clip real quick, and let's see what we've got here.
No one. My name is Kathy Roscoe. I live in Maricopa County. I came here today to get an up-close and personal look at the seven traitors to the United States Constitution.
Okay, again,
who are
please.
Sitting at that desk. You were set to receive a subpoena this morning at 9:30. What did you do? You called your meeting for 8 a.m. What are you hiding? I will not repeat your election crimes. I will just say, not certifying the machines constitutes a form of interference. And in case no one has enlightened you people, interference in an election in the United States of America, Mr. Gates, is a capital offense. It's considered treason, punishable by the death penalty. So it's obvious why you, Hobbs, and Deep State Ducey are desperate to keep your cronies in office. Our country indeed has a pandemic of suspect illegally elected officials and their self-appointed bureaucrats who think they do not have to do their jobs, yet stay on the government payroll. You are openly and arrogantly violating your oath of office. We want a new 2022 state election not run by the people at this desk or Katie Hobbs. 75% of the citizens who went to vote stated that they were downright angry about the trajectory of the country, yet the foreign-owned mainstream media claims that we're evenly divided. That gives you plenty of cover to go in a back room and print as many ballots as you need to CYA. I will just say this. The voting booth is supposed to be time for a peaceful revolution. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution necessary.
Your time is up.
Keep going.
What I'm going to be playing here is before a judge.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony? I'm a computer programmer. Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I worked for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So I'm giving you that as a testimony before a judge. That is a man who helped rig an election. We know that that still exists. You know that still exists. I went to go vote. I didn't get to turn mine in. The man in front of me couldn't turn his in. The man behind me couldn't turn theirs in. And guess what? I checked on my vote. It never went through. You have heard from many people, people in charge of the election. We are coming to you asking you to dig deep in your heart and not be condemned to hell one day. And why am I saying that? Because I'm a party person? I don't have a party. I'm an independent. I'm the outcast. But you know what? I'm standing here for the Constitution of the United States. And you guys are who we're looking to. Sheriff's Department, you know why I praise you? Because you don't stand up under these people. You stand up under the Constitution of the United States of America. And without us standing up under that, we have nothing. Nothing. They've already taken people's countries away. Venezuela, Dominion machine. You guys know they're dangerous. You know they're corrupt. Please dig deep in your
heart.
Thank
you, Ms. Shepherd. Your time is up.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that people are just not going away. And Maricopa County was a shining example of corruption. I mean, the lines, the machines working, people can't get to vote. And then they act like there's nothing wrong, and we just need to certify this. They're threatening the county officials to not, if they don't certify, they go to jail. And none of this makes the mainstream media. Are we shocked? I don't know.
Before we go to the next one, and Maricopa has been involved in this and having issues since 2020 election as well. Imagine.
And we got a little more on that, but let's go to our caller first.
All right. With that, we've got Stone on the phone. Good morning, Stone. You there?
Are you there?
Hello.
Sorry, there's always a slight delay. Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, lots going on, my gosh, with this the county board that's going to be seated in January. Lots of big things coming. One of the main things that are going to be focused on is taking back our elections office and taking back our county elections. And those are two separate items. Meetings happening now, in order to make that happen very soon, right after January, to start putting those into effect so that on the whatever next election comes, I don't know, maybe there'll be a recall next summer. Just saying, as soon as we get another election cycle coming, this stuff is going to be in place. And when you take your counties back, that also means taking your county elections back. And when we do that, it's going to happen. Why? Because it has to. And the county elections, county funding, county offices, county building, and did I say county? So those elections are ours to control. Nobody else has a say in the matter. They're our offices, our money, our everything. So, when we take the county elections back, we will. Everything else is going to naturally fall into place. And even the live part, because we will have transparency. I said fair and transparent elections. We will have so much transparency in our new county elections processes, nobody's going to be able to complain about anything, because everybody will be able to see all. So, and that's, everything else will naturally fall into place. And because we're 50% Republican, 25% Demo, and 25 other, we should naturally be center-right when our county elections are taken back. And it's going to be, we don't read history, right? We don't read the news in Shasta, we make the news. And we're going to do it again with these county elections.
Wow, it's just, it's off the charts. I mean, I'm looking right at this whole big Twitter thing that's been going on. There's supposed to be another dump tonight, and the media just has completely done this, well, exactly what we knew they would do. They just totally ignore everything. But you're right. We're getting control of this county, and we're going to have fair and free elections. accurate elections is what we're looking for.
We have
for.
To.
Yeah, because we need to throw these machines out. Let's go back to the rules as they were before, where you count them. You know, at the end of the day, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, who won.
Yep.
You know, you show up, you get your ballot counted, and that's it.
Oh, yes. And we're putting all that together now. We're planning it now so that hopefully in January a formal proposal can be submitted to the new board. And then hopefully by February, they put that on the agenda for public comment, and then we pull the pin with a vote. And by the way, just so everybody knows, right, there's a board meeting this Tuesday. The agenda, although it appears very milquetoast, it is not milquetoast. There is a lot of programs in there that they are refunding or amending contracts with additional funding that don't need to be there. For example, a public health oral health program. What in the heck? And I don't quote me, but I think it was $1 million. I mean, it's a lot of money. Why on earth are we public health funding an oral program? Are you kidding me? People can't go online and look up oral health by themselves or go get when fluoride's poisoned, by the way. So if it's a fluoride program they're funding, Michael Savage and other very smart people, they have proven that fluoride is a poison. Do not put that stuff in your body. But there's stuff on Tuesday that the board should absolutely reject and say we are no longer going to accept state or federal funding for certain programs. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's been an ongoing problem with the board as it sits.
Yeah, well, it better change in January. You know, we've got good people coming in, but I'm going to hold their feet to the fire like I have everybody else, right? Limited government, liberty, freedom, constitutionalism, reducing debt, reducing taxes, regulations. I'm going to hold their feet to the fire just like I've done everybody else.
Well, yeah, we can't let up just because we're getting people in there. We have to keep, you know, pushing on.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to get most good things that are good and moral and constitutional. I believe we'll get most of those passed. Some things we're going to have a little bit of argument and consternation over, but I think we're going to have good things. I've heard from our soon-to-be supervisors and current supervisors some of their desires for next year, and they sound great. And to the libtards listening, if you don't like it here, especially after next year, if you've read that trash, I won't even say it, the Communist Cafe, that's what Matt calls it. If you've read Communist Cafe, those libtards are triggered beyond belief. I say to them, just move. There's so many socialist utopian counties in this state. Just move. Let we that love liberty and freedom have at least one county. Thank you very much. Any questions before I go?
No, I don't think so. We appreciate it, though.
All right. More record acts to come, too, by the way.
All right.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks. I have to agree with them. If they don't like it here, they can move. We'll probably even help them pack their bags. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just going through different stories here. I mean, I've got FBI.
Oh, I've seen so much.
FBI met weekly with Big Tech ahead of the 2020 election. Agent testifies. You've got FBI agent Elvis Chan testified Tuesday to Missouri and Louisiana attorney generals. They were being deposed. He was being deposed. And in his testimony, basically, this is a quote from the testimony. During the deposition, Chan said that he, along with FBI Foreign Influence Task Force and senior cyber security and infrastructure security agency officials, had weekly meetings with major social media companies to warn against Russian disinformation attempts ahead of the 2020 election, according to the source in the Missouri Attorney General's office. Now, see, so what they're doing, any misinformation equals any conservative viewpoint that they don't agree with, or a 100 laptop story. It's just off the charts. We don't want to hear these guys anymore. I don't want to hear anything from the left. You guys are complete idiots and morons if you think that this U.S. government can control media or big tech outlets to censor their opponents, and conservative viewpoints so that they sway and rig elections, and you don't think there's a problem with that, then, you have nothing to say. So.
Yeah, and with the truth coming out more and more about this stuff, you go back to the DOJ, the FBI, all of this, how much corruption and wrongdoing there is, it's crazy.
You got in these Twitter, feeds, that Musk is releasing, and that went through Matt Taibbi, and he went through, and so he's not Musk isn't going through them personally, but he's sending this stuff over to Matt Taibbi, I guess, from Rolling Stone, who is not a conservative, you know. But the Biden team asked Twitter to delete contents days before the 2020 election document. These documents are revealing, you know. Basically, he's sending over threads saying we got rid of these guys and handled,
Was going on with Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter.
All of it at that time. Media. That's what I'm saying. You go back and this truth starts coming out on all this, and it's like, holy crap. So, all of those guys were involved, the DOJ, FBI, and you think we need bigger government?
Yeah. But the thing is that you've got these tweets, and I'm looking at one right now. This is a tweet that was done on October 24th, 2020. And it's more tweets to review from the Biden team. This is the Twitter guys that are in charge of content reviewing the Biden teams, and then things that they don't like that are being posted on Twitter. And then at the bottom of it, it says handled these. So what they're doing is anybody who's in opposition, how do you get rid of a president on Twitter? A sitting president gets tweeted off, completely thrown off Twitter. So that he can't tweet or respond to any of these things. They use the January 6th crap as an excuse, you know, even though he had nothing to do with any of the insurrection, which wasn't an insurrection. It wasn't armed.
Right.
You hear, oh, they were armed. Who was armed? The only ones who were armed were the Capitol Police. It's all complete BS. And you got the government colluding not only with the newspapers but with big media to shut down any opposition. And that's what's so fun.
Yeah, it's coming out. I mean, one of the headlines with Gateway Pundit is now they know why Carrie Hobbs didn't want to debate Carrie Lake in Arizona because of the silencing and censoring.
Yeah, so
it's coming out more and more on that side right there again.
Well, I'm probably looking at the same article that you are that's titled Proof Crooked Secretary
yep,
of State.
Yep, that's it. Had Twitter silence her critics in Arizona.
Yeah, and if you look at the post, it's, this is from one of the emails, I guess. Thank you. Both tweets have been removed. This is the
unreal, yeah.
Katie Hobbs talking to the people over at Twitter to remove posts of her opponents.
Yeah, exactly.
She's already in office, and she's shutting down all of her opposition's tweets through the big tech media. That's completely illegal. It's completely freaking illegal. And anybody that has anything to say about that, let's go to
that, we'll go to Dick. Good morning, Dick. Dick, are you there? Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to have a non-political announcement here about,
Big Red Barn.
Yeah, at the Red Barn off of South Bonneview, we're lit up big time again. And yesterday I made an announcement on Freedom in Action with Pete Peters, and a lady combined dropped off a check. She heard me, which is great. If you'd like to donate money, just drop by or write a check to Salvation Army, and then the lower left memo, leave it blank, or write Red Barn Kettle and drop it by, or mail it to 3187 Barrel Court, Redding, California, 96001, Fran and Dick Wilkinson, and we'll get it to the Salvation Army. And the last three nights, we had my loyal helpers, Robert Exter. He's been my street greeter, and Mark and Morton Gaisecki. He's been my kettle guy that handles the money. And we're open for business like before, and I'd like to have people come by. Rain or shine, we'll be out there.
All right. Well, we appreciate all that you do. I know that's a lot of work for you to get all those lights up on that barn, but it's greatly appreciated. And you guys have raised a lot of money.
Yeah, in the last 12 years, we raised over $260,000, and our best year ever was the virus year, 2020. We raised $41,156, and I was surprised that we raised that much. I guess people just need to get out of the house, take the masks off, and get out of the house.
Is anybody wearing those still?
Oh, yeah, there's still a few around that wear them, yeah.
I guess they forgot to read the memo that they don't work.
But again, we appreciate you calling in, Dick, and what you're doing. We
appreciate you letting me. So come on, the lights come on about 5 o'clock. They go off at 11, and We'll be out there. We've been passing out candy canes to children, and I say whining adults. Some people say, yeah, we're children too, but we don't have that many. If anybody likes to donate candy canes, we can buy some and bring them by. We could use. We pass out the 5-inch ones, not the little 2-inch ones. So if anybody likes to donate candy canes, we'd accept them.
So, all right.
Anyway, I appreciate you letting me spew my mind here, and I hope you guys come by and see us.
Right.
We will.
Thanks, Dick.
Yeah. And so anybody out there that's listening, pass it along to your family and friends to go by the Big Red Barn and look at the lights and maybe make a donation.
And thanks for your dinner last night.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks.
I want to get back on this, and then we'll get to our caller, Jimmy. Elon Musk unveils the 20. This is from the Epic Times. Elon Musk unveils the 2020 Twitter censorship machine, and you know this was on the 2nd, so 2 days ago. It says here we go, and then Matt Taibbi, the thread, the Twitter files. So the Twitter Taibbi says the Twitter files tell an incredible story about how one of the world's largest and most influential social media platforms uses powerful tools to delete tweets at the request of connected actors. Now, what we want to illustrate here is it wasn't just, oh, this just was a one-off, you know. This became routine. By 2020, requests from connected actors to delete tweets were routine. One executive would write to another, more to review from the Biden team. The reply would come back handled. So this was routine. This was not something that, oh, just one off. They were routinely suppressing anybody who had another viewpoint than their viewpoint. And then, you know, you get the Hunter laptop, which is now proven to be real, which it was already proven before.
Yeah, it was before, and they tried to suppress it all.
Well, they did suppress it. So,
yeah.
So now I got a tweet here from Donald Trump. This is off truth. I'm glad that everyone is now seeing the light of what I've been saying loud and clear for the last 2 years, and that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen by a combination of Democrats, big tech, law enforcement, and other bad actors. So you've got the Democrats involved with, you know, Twitter and Facebook. You've got the big tech there. You've got law enforcement. You've got FBI. There's, Chan, the agent Chan is, you know, going out to all the different big tech companies and telling them what they need to pull as far as misinformation, you know, which is AKA translated into any opposing viewpoint that's conservative. And so, you know, this country, he says, sadly has become a corrupt country, perhaps one of the most corrupt anywhere in the world. We must right this horrible wrong and take our country back. So at some point in time, like what that lady was saying, if these guys are going to cheat, lie, steal, and be corrupt to stay in power, they're going to force a revolution that's not going to be pretty, because if they steal your means of actually having a fair election, of actually having the people control the government, then what choice do you have? And I'm not advocating at this point that that is the case or that should happen. I'm just saying, you tell me. You know, when you've got proven reports of these guys cheating, lying, stealing the elections, rigging the elections, at what point in time do you say we're not playing it anymore?
Anyway. All right, and before we get to, he went on to say in an article on the Epic Times or Epoch Times, how you want to phrase that, the same level of fraud took place with other big tech companies, if not even worse, if that's possible, Trump wrote.
Right.
We are living in a very corrupt country, and as they are saying, all over the Internet, nothing will be done about it because the Justice Department and FBI are totally corrupt.
They're in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we were talking earlier. And with that, we'll go to our caller, Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy. You there, Jimmy? Jimmy.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
What you got this
morning?
How much
time do I have?
Well, you know, got a little bit of time.
Okay, you guys are talking about election integrity and all this stuff we've been talking about for the last 2 years. Let's not forget, and I've been echoing this sentiment for years, the 2016 Iowa primary, Super Tuesday, when they were, you know, going to get their running person for the Democratic presidency. It was Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and whoever else was in there. Well, At that point, they said, we're trying out some new electronic election counters. And at that point, I was like, are you flipping kidding me? They didn't find out who the winner was for 2 weeks. And at that point, in 2016, I was thinking, you should know the outcome in a day.
Well, all you got to do is look. All you got to do is look at Florida. That's exactly correct. They got rid of the machines. They went back to the system as it was before, and then DeSantis won by 20%. So that's the answer. The answer is what we're doing is get control of the Board of Supervisors, get guys in there who respect the people, who respect the Constitution, who want fair and accurate elections to be counted, and not go through all this crap where that you give all these guys the time to dummy up and fail. Figure out how to win the elections that's all it is.
Yeah, pull ace up their sleeve and, you know.
Why did they need all these ballot harvestings?
Clamshell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why did they need all
clamshell,
these boxes?
Clamshell a bunch of ballots. You like the old clamshell game? Here it is, there it is, there is not. No, it's not. But that's what I'm saying. The 2016 Iowa primaries for the Democrats, that's where they did the test run. And I'm telling you, man, that's where it all started. And with Trump getting elected, they didn't think he was going to get elected,
so they didn't
try to cheat.
Well, they thought
they had it in the bag. Well, they were
Hillary,
claiming
exactly.
victory with Hillary right off the get.
It was about hubris, and that's now they understand. Now they they use the pandemic at the global stage as well. You know, with their world reset, and then they implemented all of that to get control. It was wasn't so much about the virus as it was about changing all of the rules and using that to usher in their totalitarianism.
Right. There was a film made about something about 1984 or something.
Yeah, I think there's a book too. Something by some guy Orwell or something. Yeah, no. Yeah.
But yeah, this Dominion thing is pathetic. In our own county of only 190,000 people, it took 2 or 3 weeks to count all the votes. Are you flipping kidding me?
When they're not
that
even really counting them.
Well, it takes time to cheat, and it's harder to cheat in the smaller districts. See, that's how you can win is, and there's the ballot harvesting strategies that we've been talking about, and I would suggest that people look at that on our last podcast on Mountaintop Media about the elections, and Dr. Steve Turley talks about how ballot harvesting is working against the Democrats now in California. So if we start winning using their own strategies, then they'll change that as well. But you got to get control of these local races, and you got to get the boards of supervisors under control. Then you start defunding these guys. You guys start firing these people. Start taking away the machines, and then you have a chance to take the country back.
And I'm very optimistic about our new board of supervisors. Shasta County.
I think a lot of people are.
I really hope that, they can only do so much, but I hope they really kick ass. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. And with that, I do believe we got to go to a break, and we will pick this up on the other side.
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, staring at the lights, they looked so pretty. Mama said, son, you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old, all that glitter don't turn to gold, but until then, just have your fun, boy, run. When I was a young kid living in the city, all I did was pay, never sing a dime that good Lord give me. I can make it last 3, 4, 5 days. Living it up, but living down low. Chasing that luck before I get old. Looking back, oh, we had some fun. Boy, run. They tell you that the sky might fall. They'll say that you might lose it all. So I'll run until I hit that wall. Yeah.
Christmas from Mako. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Mako, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Mako.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm waiting for a guess. Anybody got a guess? Huh? Come on, Jimmy. Anyway, I want to reiterate on this Twitter thing and how big it's going to.
I know who it is. I just can't quite pull it right now. Give me a minute.
You might not know who it is. You might think you know who it is because it sounds a lot like somebody else.
I'm wondering that too.
It's not Stevie Ray Vaughan. If that's
no, I wasn't thinking of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh,
I do like him.
All right.
Anyway, moving right along.
Jimmy knows who it is.
Come on, Jimmy.
No, he knows who it is. He's got it in his response, the name of the title. Okay, so Twitter. Are they going to reveal Epstein's logs and all the emails around that? Are they going to go for Twitter? Is Twitter going to go about the COVID? Are they going to let all the doctors back on and all the?
Oh yeah, that's what he said it for. You know,
yeah, Fauci.
Is this going to end up, you know, bankrupting some of these social media other platforms with Elon if he keeps this up? I'm just asking for a friend because it could possibly really hurt them. If everybody starts really moving over there and the truth starts coming out more and more, you know?
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you what, the ramifications of where that we're headed with this is absolutely staggering if he just keeps releasing this stuff because the big tech has been just, you know, this goes all the way back to Obama's birth certificate is where I first discovered there's a problem here. Even if, you know, you don't believe that he was born in Hawaii or any place else. The fact that the media blackballed everything about it, I says, like, what? You know, so they're not going to report on any of this stuff, right or wrong or anything. Anybody who even said anything, a conspiracy nut, you know, and there was so much evidence that there was something wrong there. And I kept saying it was about his parents not being American citizens that disqualified him, not where he was even born, you know, and they never even approached that because you had Supreme Court cases that said, both parents have to be natural born citizens and not just one, his mother was, but his father wasn't. He was a Kenyan national.
Right.
That disqualifies you to be president.
Yeah, but back in the day, even Hillary Clinton was on that train to start with. If you remember, in the very beginning, she was hot on that train, and then all of a sudden she jumped off, and like they usually do, and sidetracked, and, you know, they tried to divert other things with it.
Well, let's go to Lori, and then we'll get to this FTX that I know you're probably chomping.
Oh, well, I know a lot about, yeah. Okay. Good morning, Lori.
Well, very good morning, and I see... your brother Mark is upstanding and functional after his recent birthday. Happy birthday, Mark.
Yeah, as I did, let's see, what did I do? Oh, I watched YouTube and went to sleep.
You're no fun.
Yeah, I know. It's getting. Hey, I used to be a lot of fun. Now I'm just old.
I know. Well, I still want to be on your party list when you get there. And I want to also give congrats to all the new candidates that are going to be seated with the Board of Supervisors and School Board, of course. Kathy Allen, her office, they took way too long to try to figure it out. So they were squeakers. They squeaked by, a couple of them. That was pretty tight.
Yeah, it was tight.
Might have been a planned cheater situation. I don't know, but that's how you do it. And seemingly one individual kind of got denied access. So we'll be watching for the, Records Act request that Mr. Gallardo's very good at doing. And, we'll watch and see what those numbers get to. Reason for my call is I was going to give you an update. I went to a vaccine clinic yesterday at a new location, went to a center up here in Shasta Lake, did a vaccine clinic. I went in. Asked my usual questions, and get this, something new I had no idea. No idea until I asked them my usual questions. They were only doing COVID shots, by the way, not flu shots.
Are there still any idiots that are getting that?
Yep. You would be amazed. So they weren't doing the monkey mpox, just COVID. So no longer will they ask you to sit and wait in a chair for 15 to 20 minutes while they feed you or... I don't know what, but they had a food truck there. You don't have to sit and wait anymore, so you can get into your vehicle and drive off and have a stroke, a clot, a accident. You can have your anaphylactic episode. I couldn't believe it, and I said, let me get this straight. When did this happen? And they said that this was released just recently in September, so I'm online trying to find this data. I'm having a difficult time. So in the meantime, I found the CDC site, and they're saying that the when I do a search and ask for a time interval, all I get is like, when can I have a flu shot after a COVID or a this shot after this shot? And it's all about frequency and timing. It's not about when you sit and wait for safety. So I just find that appalling. Get your car insurance up to date, folks, because it's not just the pilots crashing in midair, having their strokes and whatever, or the railroad person, or your taxi driver or Uber.
They walk among us everywhere.
Here's the deal, Lori. Here's how we stop the problem. We just weld your door shut so you stay home all the time. And that way you can't get out, you know. Yeah. And then,
we're not alone. They're among us.
I tell you what. To answer your question, Mark, I asked about the volume, which I always do. They said about 100 people signed up, and this is from like 12:30 to a 6:30 p.m. roughly clinic episode. 75 were there by the time I got there at 3 o'clock, and they're still doing what's called primary series. Okay, when did that word come about? Oh, because they keep adding these godforsaken shots every time they want to. And boosters. So you're considered a primary if you're wanting the dose one or dose two, which they're still doing. And I'm just like, how the heck do you not ask people to sit and wait just to make sure you made it through the anaphylactic part of it?
Well, here's a couple factoids, Lori, that just came out. CDC data reveals that 58% of the people who recently died from COVID were vaccinated. You've got government lost its excuse to mandate the COVID because the jabs failed to prevent transmission. And then you got China, who's setting up COVID condominiums out there behind, you know, razor wire. It's not really condominiums. It's sort of like COVID concentration camps because they've used this whole thing as a pretext to take over.
And Fauci can't remember anything.
Yeah, he's got a memory block.
Thank you for taking these kinds of calls and information along the way because it's imploding, it's collapsing, it's not making sense. They're all over the place. They're crashing into each other with the narrative. And most people, if they haven't been completely damaged, and I'm not just saying the COVID vaccine. I'm talking about all of them, shingle shot, the pneumonia shot. No one's tracking what has just happened. And they were doing kids yesterday. You were authorized if you were a six-month-old.
Well, I know that is so scary.
I'm looking at a headline here. I'm just kind of going through and reading a few talking point headlines here. 11 professors demand University of California end COVID vaccine mandates or accept legal liability for injuries. Yeah, I don't know. What's nothing to see here? I guess that just I guess Mike Mangus and Channel 7 just forgot to report that because their masters told them not to.
Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we take all of those people and send them to Epstein Island where they can all live together.
Round them up.
I'm just saying they love
their
to do
doors
that
shut.
Yeah, send them over there.
You know,
well, I tell you what, if you have noticed the cricket bill of public health this past, ever since Ramstrom was run out of here, and that was not a simple, easy task, but we did it. Unified, focused, we used actual data, facts, all the rest. We had the emergency doctors coming forward. All these clots. We have the embalmers, the funeral home people. I talked about this last time with that film called Died Suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
So my closing comment is this. The CDC also has something when I was doing my research, looking at what the CDC is doing, and this is one of their latest dates. I don't know if it was a couple weeks ago or not, but it says they have a COVID-19 booster tool. That means you can go look up of when you should get your next freaking booster.
Oh, my goodness.
You're stupid. You can't keep up. They have to tell you when to get it to stay up to date.
Hey, they're
free. Oh my
God. They're free.
They are free. And you know who pays for it? That's right. And I asked about that. I go at the Win2 thing yesterday, which I find I'm just stunned that the native people are still letting
because they're because that's the problem when you get put into where a dependency, you know, whether it's for your health care, whether it's for your money, whether it's, you know, that's what happens. Then you tend to side with the people who are providing you with your dependency.
Well, the California Department of Public Health provides these lovely little inoculations and jabbies. And so, yeah, we are not done with our local public health at all. I don't care how many people run, jump ship, go to some other business and try to run away. You cannot run away for what you did for so long. For so long, they were telling us we're selfish, we're stupid, we're not following the science. How dare you? And then this idiot, Oster, wants to suggest amnesty. You can just... No. There will be no amnesty when you've ruined people's lives, businesses,
right,
families, all of it. School, these kids, they're screwed up. They're behind. They're
paranoid. What are they going to do for all these people that were, you know, told to get the jab or they couldn't have a job or whatever, and all these side effects and these people dying? How are they going to do something for these people
the
and their families?
Supply? You want an organ transplant? There's a site that was called Safety. I can't remember off the top of my head. All my piles are now falling into other piles. This is one of those scary offices where it looks like it's a scary person with so many sticky notes and papers and files. But this is what it takes, folks. If you give a rip, if you actually care about what's happening to your fellow brothers and sisters on this planet, you would do everything to look crap up while we still have the power grid.
I think we should have a class on white supremacy and gendering instead.
Sure.
Yeah, we can talk. Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, how many whacked out priorities do we got? You know, race, gender, they, them, he, who, what, where. You know, the focus of the other people is...
They don't have a focus.
It's insane.
Yeah.
They're freaking insane.
Oh, no, I mean, it's like...
Hey, let's go to drag queen school. We'll go to drag queen school and talk about how we can mutilate our children.
Oh, well, now you got, you know, the guy on Planned Parenthood that, you know, kids are born sexually, you know,
birth. Oh, I'm sure that my six-month-old has a sexual tendency towards
they
something.
Do. And they should be taught that since when they're born. About that. Don't you know that?
These guys are creepy. They're absolutely freaking creepy.
Creepy, yeah.
And you got, you know, the guy, the federal official that is overseeing nuclear waste is accused of stealing women's luggage. Have you seen that one? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what? You know, let's focus on all that.
What?
The things that, like, getting shots that kill you, you know, and a COVID takeover and Maria, you know.
And we're all screwed up according to them. We are the ones that have the problems.
They say the same thing in China to the people that they're putting in the, you know, the new.
Did you see? They're finally waking up over there. Yeah. The Chinese people are saying, you know what? We've had enough.
Well, it's not Club Fed anymore. It's Club Red.
So.
Great sign. Thank you. Yes, China. Those people are somehow getting the word, the information, social media, whatever is infiltrating, and they are dunsky with their...
Well, in the past, they're gonna, what they're going to do, though, is they're going to Tiananmen Square them guys. They got all this technology. Yeah, I mean, that sucks. But, you know, and then you go to, like, switch over here a little bit, Project Veritas. You know, now you got a whistleblower coming out there's so many damned departments.
All the truth is starting to come out. It's just flowing out of all these different areas.
Now they got people in the government trafficking the kids to the cartel members. They got them on tape. It's like, let's talk about white supremacy some more, okay?
Well, ad nauseum. Well, and the RSV, the respiratory virus thing for the kids,
there's
a 0.0000, I hope I said it five times, chance of a mortality for a young child under five to succumb.
Right, but they want the moms to get them vaccinated while they're still in the womb.
That's the point, Linda, is that these moms that were pregnant that said, oh, my doctor said it's okay, so they show up and got pokey jabbed, and now they have their child, their baby, and now they're succumbing to, they're vulnerable, vulnerable to, and you wonder why. I mean, all these things are a setup, these turbo cancers.
Well, we're going to have to move on. I want to cite the person. This was Tara Lee wrote us, an employee of the Federal Oversight Agency, Council of Inspector General on Integrity and Efficiency, volunteered to assist the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to processing unaccompanied migrant children, and was deployed. And she warned that taxpayers' dollars are being used to put children in the hands of criminals, the cartel guys. So you guys can look it up, Project Veritas. That's
I'll be taking notes. Thanks for taking notes.
All right, thanks for calling in, Lori. We appreciate it.
All right, so we got to get the Maxine, I want to say Maxie Pad Waters. Maxine Waters. So she just tweeted this a couple days ago on the
I was going to bring that up. On FTX?
Yeah, it's FTX. We appreciate that been candid in your discussions about what is happening at FTX. Your willingness to talk to the public will help with the company's customers, investors, and others. Are you kidding me? To the end, to that end, we would welcome your participation in our hearing.
Well, it's just like, you know,
okay,
Bacon and Fried. He didn't know what was going on.
Here's the loop. Okay, so the Democrats fund Ukraine for the war, and then the guy in Ukraine funds FTX to a big tune of a lot of money, and then FTX then funds the Democratic Party elections, the highest donor than George Soros.
Kind of. Yeah, FTX got money from a lot of places.
Well, that's just one place. All I'm saying is, then that means that the people who were paying their taxes got to fund the Democratic Party via FTX and their freaking largesse. And you can't.
FTX,
and they're not criminals, right? These guys are okay. And Maxine Waters is like appreciative of the fact that she got funded by this freaking criminal who's
FTX got the money. FTX, and then supplied Ukraine. Ukraine backdoored the money to the Democratic Party.
Well, no, they went through FTX, and then FTX donated. Okay,
and they're actually Alameda was one of them that donated and stuff. But yeah, the money went to Ukraine, and then it came back through and supported. Yeah, And then we sent billions of dollars over to Ukraine on top of it.
Well, see, that's the kickback. That's how this works. It works like this on every deal they do with these foreign governments. Why do you think they fund all these foreign governments? Because they send a bunch of money over to these guys, and as part of the deal, they kick this money back to some offshore account or some investment
thing. Yeah, but you got the people that gave FTX the money. He didn't even have a freaking bank account. Okay.
He had a $16 million house in the Bahamas in his parents' name. That
exactly.
Was supposed to be
yeah.
for all of the people that worked at FTX.
He wasn't trying to commit fraud or anything. He didn't know anything was going on. He didn't know anything. He's like the rest of them. It's like, I shouldn't be I'm not a criminal.
I think we should worship Bernie Madoff and a statue of Moloch.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy, all the different stuff. And the people just gave him the money and everything that went on with it.
Kind of dumb, yeah.
They didn't even research it or anything. They just went, oh, okay. Meanwhile,
Did
you know?
They had all the stars. What's his name told me to invest, Kim Kardashian or Shaquille O'Neal. I don't even know who all of
them. I don't know. There were several. He also invested in is a big part of one of the smallest banks in Washington. Did you know that? FTX. Imagine that.
I don't know.
Yep.
You know, but the point is, it is so corrupt. It's exactly what Trump is saying. Trump has been right all along. And I'm not a Trumpophobian or a Trump, I don't care about Trump. What I care about is the Constitution. I care about freedom. He's the only guy that came in that had a little bit of a spine that actually didn't follow along and to get along to go along, you know. And so this is about our freedom. This is about our Constitution. This is about corruption. This is about the rule of law. This is about a bunch of freaking politicians out there that need to be.
And here's one thing about SBF said too.
What's his name?
You know, that is.
Oh,
Sam.
Yeah, so Sam.
Yeah, I know. I always want to say. Bankman Fried.
What a name. What did he make that one up? Bankman Fried.
You know what one of his comments was? It was just an accounting mistake.
I thought you were talking about sunscreen for a second.
No. It was just an accounting mistake.
Yeah, it was like a $40 billion accounting mistake because we don't use QuickBooks Pro. We do it all in ledgers by hand, and that way we ensure the safety of our depositors.
I was nervous about the conflict of interest, so I was not being plugged into what was going on with my company and stuff. Oh yeah, that was some of his comments. I was a little nervous though. I wasn't paying any attention to what was going on.
That's why Maxine won. I was a little nervous about the Epstein Island thing. I didn't really want to go. But they sort of forced me into it because they said it was a weekend. It was all paid for.
And it was just an accounting mistake. All those billions of dollars went over to Alameda, I wasn't running Alameda. My girlfriend might have been. Or somebody else involved, but I wasn't.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? It's you're racist, and by I think you're a white supremacist. I'm talking about you, conspiratorial nutcase.
I know. Thank you very much. I love it.
Yeah, I wear that moniker proudly.
You bet.
Bunch of jerks. I think we're getting close to the end.
We
sort of went off the deep end there towards the end, but it's kind of like once in a while you have to sort of blow a cork on this stuff because it's like it's so off the charts. And then you got these freaking zombies walking around going, there's nothing going on. You guys are gender dysphoriated and rainbows are good too. And thou while.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
Here, take one of these and have a shot.
Yeah.
Have you got your booster?
I got your schedule.
You rat bastard. Did you get your booster?
Yeah. I was going to say, I have your passport and your schedule for your boosters and your jabs. So here you go. Make sure you get the little box marked. Because if you don't, we'll send you back.
I want my jab now!
I think we're at the end
of the program. There it is. Another day of complete chaos.
Don't forget, real quick, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day is coming up.
Government is not reason, is not force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant of the fearful master, and all gun control is reason.
You had to get it in there, and we will see you all next week. Have a great week.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.